Hi, this is a dictation for Kirk Manning, K-I-R-K-M-A-N-N-I-N-G. Date of birth is 2/3/1983. Date of service is 10/14/2025. History of automobile accident. On 4/1/2025. The patient initially was seen at Northland Radiology, where CT scans were done and initial treatment was begun. He was also seen at American Pain Center before coming here, but the pain center has been closed and the patient has no other access to any other physician, hence he was referred here to be re-evaluated. He has done 50 visits to physical therapy at Oakland Metro Rehab. No chiropractic treatment, no injection or surgery has been done. Chief complaints are severe headaches, occupying the left and the right temple, vertex, and front and back. Neck pain is reported to the tune of 8, is throbbing and swollen, stiff. Lower back pain is reported to be 10, shooting to the left buttock. Left knee pain is 10. There's a numbness, tingling of left foot, third, fourth, and fifth toe. Left hip pain is reported to be 5, and left shoulder pain is reported to be 9. With the degree of range of motion is 180 degrees as the main symptom. Symptoms of TBI are reported as well as other issues. They'll be described in detail in a little bit later after the automobile accident is reported. So, history of the automobile accident on 4/1/2025 between 3 and 4 p.m. patient was traveling. Actually, he was walking on Promenade Street near the intersection with Barrett Street. A car ran a stop sign, and while he was trying to cross the intersection, and the car hit his left hip. He was airborne and he landed on the left hip. He did a complete roll and then he couldn't get up after that. When he tried to get to the curb by crawling slowly, and then there was a concussion to the head when he had landed down on the concrete. Someone called for ambulance and police. Ambulance came to the scene. Police came to the scene. No, police didn't come to the scene, but they came to the hospital. There was no bleeding, no fracture, no laceration. Only there was a bruise at the right shoulder, but no rupture or any laceration repair was needed. Patient reported it was a four-door blue car at 40 miles an hour, and he was a pedestrian. I do not remember everything in fine detail, although he was not unconscious. And he was taken to Extension Hospital at St. John in Moras in Detroit, where he was there for 4 to 5 hours. CT scans were done, X-rays were done, and were found to be all okay. After that, patient has been treated at American Pain Center and Northland Radiology for the treatment so far. Since the pain center has been closed, he has been referred back here to Advanced Pain Care for follow-up and investigation. Chief complaints are history of presenting illness. Patient is reporting headaches which are 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. and they are occupying the front and back of the head and right and left temples. And they are usually severe. They last for 4 to 5 hours when they come. And they're constant and sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, and associated with this so-called seizures. And I think it's an abnormal seizure because it was not generalized. There is no nausea, vomiting, or aura. It is associated with following symptoms of TBR: dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, disorientation and confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, spots in the vision, blurred vision, erectile dysfunction. The headaches are not associated with any loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, ringing in the ear, or taste problem or smell problem or TMJ problem. And additionally, patient reports anxiety problem, depression and panic, sleep disturbances. He has a lightheadedness, weakness, difficulty in walking. The patient reports he can walk less than a block. He can sit and stand okay. He reports that he needs a cane to be able to walk so that he doesn't fall. According to him, he has fallen 6 times in the last week due to losing balance and weakness of the left leg. Lightheadedness, weakness is also present. Numbness and tingling is reported in the area of the left upper shoulder. It's seemingly possible from neck pain, which is shooting down to the left shoulder, but not sure. At this time, patient is reporting for the various symptoms that are continuous, and they are reported to be throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching, splitting, fearful. The intensity is 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factors for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving. Improved by medication. Patients do report numbness of the left buttock area and some muscle weakness is reported to the left leg. No bladder bowel incontinence. Regarding the past treatment, patient once again was seen at American Pain Center, but the center is now closed formally. Physical therapy, 50 visits at Oakland Metro Rehab last week, Tuesday. He is done with them. He has been discharged because the American Pain Center is now closed. Chiropractic treatment, none. No surgery, no injections have been done. Please review the records for the system review for the surgical history, allergies history, family history, relationship status, employment, legal, and personal history. Also, check the records for the diagnosis and the ADLs that are also enclosed. Physical examination is as follows. This is a 42-year-old African-American male, 6 feet tall, 190-pound weight, temperature is 96.4, height 6 feet, weight is 190. Again, 42-year-old African-American male, of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Face is unnoticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam comes from the template. Including neurological examination, psychiatric exam, and musculoskeletal examination is found to be completely normal. No trigger points are noticed. Musculoskeletal inspection palpation is normal. Sleeves is the template. Spine tenderness, none is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is noticed. Hypertonicity, none. Cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion is 35. Extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 25, and bilateral rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction tests are all negative. Toto R test is negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative. Lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budgen's appendix test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 15 degrees. CLR is positive. SI joints are mildly tender bilaterally with the positive Faber test, Gonsolin test. On the left side, right side is negative. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Examination of the extremity. Except for both shoulders, left hip and left knee, all the other parts of the extremities are completely normal, including both hand and wrist and both feet. The examination of the right shoulder reveals that the patient can do 160 degrees of abduction without pain, and he do not have a underlying baseline pain in the right shoulder. In the left shoulder also there is no pain, and he can do 180 degrees of forward flexion and abduction. The Hawken-Kennedy test bilaterally was negative, so his feet test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test. No motor weakness was noticed distally. Inner sign, Fallon sign are negative in the wrist. No circulation problem. Reflexes are normal. Range of motions are normal. No motor weakness. In the left hip was found to be completely normal with nose fracture, dislocation, or tenderness or swelling. Range of motions are completely normal at 140 degrees of flexion and extension, 40 degrees of external and internal rotation. No valgus varus abnormalities noticed. No leg length discrepancy noticed. Patrick sign, Hindenburg sign test is negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. Left knee area, knee joint shows there are no scar, erythema, or effusion. And on palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry, or cold. No crepitus grinding noise. Range of motions are normal. Collateral ligaments are intact, non-tender. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality, negative. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension was found positive. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis stage. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient has been ordered a physical therapy to continue for the lower back, for the left knee, left SI joint, and possibly in the neck area, 3 times a week with traction massage, thermomodalities. He's provided a disability for work, household repairs, and transportation. He's provided with the back brace, tense unit, and neck brace for EMEs. In order, he's provided with the cane, quad cane, for further locomotion. Provided with trazodone 100 mg at night for sleep. Emetrex tablet 100 mg for a prophylaxis of the headaches. His MRI, his MAPS have been reviewed. Past medical records and radiology are reviewed. CT scan of the left knee shows traces of suprapatellar fluid and prepatellar edema with no osseous abnormality, no acute fracture. CT scan of the lumbar spine shows no acute osseous abnormality, mild degenerative changes, and non-obstructing right renal calculus, for which patient is referred to a urologist. In the right shoulder, there was no abnormality noticed. Physical therapy records are also considered from Oakland Physical Therapy. No narcotics are being provided. Medications are provided, meloxicam 7.5 once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 pill a day, 30 tablets for pain relief, and Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for depression and anxiety. Sleep. Allovil is provided 50 mg at night for GI disorder and pain relief. Lidoprim ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Interventional, so non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedure, none have been recommended. Surgical options, none for now. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Investigations, none. PMEs, already discussed. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.